The One Act Players present Great Moments in History. Egypt, 2516 BC.
Behold! The Great Pyramid of Tutankhotep!
It's not a pyramid.
That's not a pyramid! Priest, where is my pyramid?
Your Highestness, please! You disturb your people!
They are right to be disturbed. We were all expecting a pyramid, but this...
Actually, Your Most Excellent Hugeness, according to the royal decree you ordered...
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Here it is.
Build me a
tomb unlike any that has gone before.
Unlike any that has gone before?
I said that.
Well, I meant bigger. I wanted it bigger.
And you insisted we hire Picasso to do it.
Yes.
A painter.
Well, he was available, and what were the chances of that?
Almost zero.
Exactly.
But
ordained by the gods, I say. And I told him, I distinctly remember, I said bigger. Picasso, make it bigger.
Well, it is big.
It's not that big. Not as big as Daddy's.
I believe it is, Your Spaciousness.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe not from here, but from down there where the masses are, I assure you, it looks far bigger than your father's.
Really?
Yes, but let us focus on the main question, which is, can you be buried in it?
It is bigger than me.
Quite a lot bigger, in fact.
Even from up here.
Right.
But it's not a pyramid. A pyramid's
a solid polyhedral edifice contained by a plain rectilineal polygonal base and several triangles whose faces form the sides and whose apexes share a common vertex.
Oh, yes, the pointy top. The pointy top.
Yes, the pointy top.
No. Almost sizable one. Pyramid comes from the Latin piru, meaning to encapsulate.
See, what
and
is
maduro,
this?
Meaning
I
the
think
glorious
it looks like
one.
A fish.
It is not a fish.
A fish?
No.
Yes.
No.
The magnificent fish of the desert.
No.
We shall pray to it.
Your extraordinary bigness.
Priest, what be the great fish's name?
What?
Well, surely so grand a fish as this has a name befitting its glory.
Your Exalted Highestness, I'm really not...
Mona Lisa.
What's that supposed to
Mona
mean?
Lisa.
Well, it's from the Latin.
So
let it
be written. Flunky, hand me the, that thing. People of Egypt, before you stands the great fish of Tutankhotep. Anyone? No? Oh! And I love it! Anyone? No? Oh! So very much so that I shall marry it!
No! Your Most Elevated Largeness, you can't!
Daddy always said, if you like it so much... Why didn't you marry it?
But he was being...
What? He was being what?
Nothing.
Right. Behold, Queen Mona Lisa!
And so, in the year 2516 BC, King Tutankhotep married Queen Mona Lisa.
Oh, I like how you can't tell what the big fish is thinking.
Yeah, sort of sphinxy, ain't it?
Stay tuned for another Great Moment in History. The Great Fish of Giza was written by Digby Christian and featured John True as the Pharaoh, Glenn Carlson as the priest, with Digby Christian, Scott Crisp, and Seth Schur. Recorded at Lidner Sound in San Francisco. Produced and directed by Glenn Carlson for One Act Audio Theater and What You Say Productions.